By around 12,000 years ago, the Clovis people and their descendants had not only spread across North America, but had also reached the southernmost tip of South America. Not long after this, warming climate and melting ice raised sea level sharply, so that the land bridge to Asia flooded once again. There was no way back. For the next 9,000 years, in fact until European contact in the 16th century, the civilizations of the Americas would develop on their own. So, 12,000 years ago, we had reached a key moment in human history. With the exception of the islands of the Pacific, human beings have settled the whole habitable world. We seem to be hardwired to keep moving, to want more, to find out what's beyond the next hill. Michael Palin's covered a good deal of the globe. What does he think drives us on?
In myself, I've always been very restless, and from when I was very, very small, interested in where I wasn't, what was over the horizon, what was around the next corner. And the more you look at the history of Homo sapiens, it's all about movement, right, from the very first time they decided to leave Africa. It is this restlessness which seems a very significant factor in the way you look at the way the planet was settled by humans. It does seem that we're not settled. We think we are, but we're still looking for somewhere else where something is better, that it's warmer, it's more pleasant. Maybe there's an element, a spiritual element of hope in this whole thing, you know, that you're going to find somewhere that is going to be wonderful. It's a search for paradise, search for the perfect land. Maybe that's at the bottom of it all the time.
Hope as the defining human quality. Wouldn't that be an encouraging note on which to end this first week of our history of the world? What stood out for me in this week's long journey of nearly 2 million years is the constant human striving to do things better, to make tools that are not only more efficient but also more beautiful, to explore not just environments but ideas, to struggle towards something not yet experienced. The objects I've looked at this week have tracked that move from tools for survival not so different from what other animals might use to a great work of art and the beginnings of religion. Next week, I'm going to be looking at how, about 10,000 years ago, we began to transform the natural world by starting to farm, in the process changing not just the landscape, but plants, animals, and above all, ourselves. And I'm going to be focusing on two favourite pastimes: food and sex.